Country at US 99.5 with Chris Young and it's Drew sitting across from Jennifer Nettles. I want to play your new hit, That Girl, for everyone, and it's rare that I have the artist sitting across from me to talk about it in person. So will you tell us about it? Will you introduce it for us?
Sure, I would love to. Well, I'll give you the long and the short all in one time. That Girl, it's the story of a woman who's been bamboozled by a man.
Never
happens. She realized all too late after being lured into his web that there was someone else in the picture. She didn't know that at the time, but when she found out, and as soon as she did, she said, "Oh no, honey, this is not going to happen. This way, I'm going to call her and tell her that you are being that guy because I don't want to be that girl." And as I was going through the writing process, I wrote it with a friend of mine named Butch Walker. He brought the idea in. And as we started sussing it out and we got further into it, I said, you know, we should really in parentheses put like, this is the ballad of Jolene, as in Dolly Parton's Jolene. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, you know, you always hear the Dolly Parton's version of it, Jolene itself, and Dolly's side of it, but you never hear what Jolene has to say. I mean, what if she doesn't want your man just because
right.
she can? You
right.
know, like maybe it's something totally different than we might be expecting. So we played around with that and had a lot of fun just as an alternate narrative to that song.
It's US 99.5 sitting across from Jennifer Nettles. We just played your new song, That Girl. Do you have a date? Do you have a title on the new project yet?
Yes, the title.
Can you tell us those things?
Can I tell this?
Jennifer has a few. I suppose I should get. She has a couple record label people behind her, and they're giving really bad facial looks.
They are giving great facial looks.
Charlie's smiling, and David's like, "Don't you even say one word." Drew is not supposed to ask this.
I should commit us and say, the album's coming out next week. Wink, wink, right?
Right.
No,
right.
It's not. It's coming out in January.
January is
the projected time right now.
I want to know, what single piece of wisdom do you love the most that you live by every day?
I love it. I love these getting to know you questions.
I rarely get a chance to see
good.
You. So I
love it so much. I love it so much. You know, I definitely believe in hard work, and I just read a wonderful quote that really resonated with me, and it was Thomas Edison, and he said, "Opportunity is oftentimes missed by people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like a lot of hard work." And I think, you know, obviously there's a place where serendipity and luck may be involved, but really hard work is what it's about, and not being afraid to get out there and you know, put yourself out there and do your best and get your hands a little dirty and do work.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
More with Jennifer after we check the roads. Last look, here's Jess. US 99.5, sitting across from Jennifer Nettles. What was the last thing you did that you knew your husband wouldn't approve of, but you did it anyway?
You know, we're not usually. Yeah, I can't give a fun answer for that because we're
you
not.
You purchased something usually, and he said, "What? We didn't talk about this. This is crazy."
No, none of that. Because normally, luckily, like for things like wine, for example, that I might splurge on, mm-hmm. he's right there with me.
It's like, baby, you buy that $500
like, that
bottle.
Is,
it's
wow,
going to be amazing.
That's a special occasion, but you know, like it's like, go ahead. Yeah, you went ahead and did it. That's fine because he loves it too. So, yeah, there isn't much like that we're not pretty open with each other about.
US 99.5, Jennifer Nettles, tell us the last time it felt like your heart was pounding outside of your chest.
The first time I was listening through to some of these mixes of the album, for sure. Yeah. Listening through to those and getting excited and not knowing what to expect and going, okay, did this turn out? Because it sounded good in the studio. Did this turn out how I thought it was? You know, and being excited for that. Yeah, for sure. That makes me made you a little nervous. You know, schwitz a little bit. Your
right.
hands get a little sweaty.
I like
yeah.
that. You know what This is US 99.5. It's Drew. Such a thrill to be sitting across from you, Jennifer Nettles, all afternoon long. Is there anything that I have not asked you that you want to let your fans know, all of them listening, especially those who might not be able to see you tonight because it is an invitation-only event at Joe's Bar?
Right, I know. Well, do know that as it was an invite-only, that I am hoping I'm going to be going out on tour to support this record starting in February of next year.
Awesome.
The album's supposed to come out in January, so I'm going out in February to support it. So I definitely hope to be back here and or somewhere close so that, you know, everybody can come and hear everything live and it's not invite-only. invite only, then anybody can come in that way. And yeah, I think I'm just excited to get the album out there. I can't wait for them to hear it. And
January, no title. Right. And we're not giving away any secrets because the important people are waving us off behind you.
That's right. Well, you know what? Especially though, Drew, I think in this day and age of the internet where everything and information is so accessible.
And it just goes once it's out there.
It goes. It's so refreshing to keep something of mystery. It's mystery becomes refreshing. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. Because nowadays, you know, everything is such easy access. So I want to try to keep excitement, you know, alive and allow for there, heaven forbid, to be a bit of a reveal, you know, for things. So I say stay tuned, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. And I'm excited and excited to be here tonight and can't wait to get on that stage.
And if you see that girl walking down Michigan Avenue, she's got a ball cap on and some sunglasses, it might be Jennifer Nettles.
There you
but
go.
Again, there's that mystery, that incognito factor.
Who is that girl? Wah, wah, wah.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Drew Walker on the ride home. US 99.5.